This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans. We used to be, and now we're in Walker, Louisiana. But we're bringing you a study, a series of studies. We got several of them on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and they're interesting studies. I wish I could bring them in better than I'm doing. But if you pray for me, the Lord will straighten all our thinking out, won't he? That's right. We're looking at that chapter, 11th chapter. I've asked you to read it. Read it over a couple of three times, and we're going to go back at this time and reread two or three places where we've already been, starting at first verse, just kind of bring you up to date. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. As we've said oftentimes here, that knocks evolution in the head, doesn't it? Oh, they're just wrong. And they're in Satan's territory. It's gotten so bad now. And I tell you, folks, I don't believe we're going to be here long. Listen, things are all twisted up, and folks are deceived by Satan. And everybody's got a religion. Did you know that? We said oftentimes, everybody's got religion. Religion is your opinion. You know what religion is? Just a man's opinion. Everybody's got their religion. Most of the folks who belong to those all those different orders, that's their religion. All of those things that they go to, and that's their religion. They belong to some church. That's their religion. You may not belong to any church, but you have your opinion, and that's your religion. You'll find once in a great while someone who knows the Lord, and that's a gracious time. It's to speak to someone. I have folks come in the bookstore occasionally, and it's the individual I've ever known, and we talk about the Lord. It sounds like they know the Lord. Then I have many phone calls. Folks call me and say, "Old Trailblazer, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the broadcast. The Lord saved me back there years ago." And then we sit there and talk for an hour on the phone. And I had a man call me from up in Kentucky not long ago, and he said, "Pastor Trailblazer," he said, I'm a African American sovereign grace preacher." And I said, "Well, that's okay." He said, "I got 14 members." I said, "Well, if you had 500, I'd say you're probably not sovereign grace preacher." But he went on to tell me how much he appreciated these broadcasts, that we went right down the line for his thinking was. And then bring me to this to make me think about that. We have a pamphlet made up here of what we surely believe here at the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. And it's very interesting. You might be interested in it. If you write me, I'll send you a copy of it, about three or four pages, of what we most surely believe, more or less a mission statement from the Old Trailblazer, but I'd be glad to send it to you free and postpaid. But listen, fourth verse says, "Abel, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, and God testifying of his gifts, and it yet being dead, yet speaketh." Now the fifth verse, "By faith," I don't want to go too fast here, I want you to let this soak in, "by faith." See these verses? "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith," listen now, here we go, "without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Remember that word we spoke of? Diligently. Now we're coming down to that seventh verse. We want to look there. "By faith, Noah." Don't y'all love old Noah? I do. I feel like I know him. I've read so much about him and studied so much about him. One of these days, I'm going to be able to sit down with him up there on the streets of glory and lean back against the wall, and me and old Noah will swap stories. He'll tell me how he endured those 120 years. "Oh, my friend, yeah. Well, you say, well, he got drunk and all that." No, that his sins were forgiven, just like mine. The Lord has forgiven him. Are you without sin, my friend? What happened to that where that woman was dragged in front of the Lord there in the temple, and they claimed she had taken in adultery in the very act? And the Lord said, "Whichever one of you fellas have not sinned, cast the first stone." Go ahead and cast a stone at her. Some of you grab up a stone and crashed it at her. And he looked down on the ground, and when he looked up, they'd all went out the door like a bunch of egg-sucking dogs. You ever seen a dog egg-sucking? when you'd catch him in the hen house or in the hen yard, when he left out, he'd have his tail between his legs and slinking out of there because he'd got in there and got all the eggs that day. That's an egg-sucking dog. That's the way those fellas were. They're accusing this woman. Then the Lord just told him, said, are you without sin? Go ahead and cast a stone. Go ahead. Go ahead. But old Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Have you ever done that, my friend? Have you ever found grace in the eyes of the Lord? Is the Lord look upon you with no sin? That's what he looks on the old trailblazer. Oh, you may pick me to pieces. You may try every way in the world. Accuse me of everything. Most of it would probably be true, if not actuality in spirit. But my friend Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as seen, moved. Oh, I like that. I like that because he got up and went to work. I've been a hard worker all my life. My dad taught us how to work, and we didn't have no what you call dragging around. No, sir. My dad worked a horse. He wouldn't plow a mule because it's too slow. And we'd go to the house at the dinner time, get a bite to eat, and come back walking down the headland. And me and my brother and I, if we was kind of slopping along a little bit, he'd boot us in the tail with his foot. Say, come on, boy, step up now. Let's go. We got to get back down there chopping the cotton or corn or whatever we was plowing. And that's the way I am. But the Lord says, Noah, being warned of things of God, moved with fear. Moved. He got up. He was fearful of what? What was he afraid of? He was afraid that he wouldn't please the Lord if he didn't go to work. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He condemned the world. You know why? Because the world wouldn't have it. This old big ark was sitting there waiting for the rain, and those folks wouldn't have it. They wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. I'll just tell you this little instance that I read somewhere. Old Noah was working on that ark all those days, and his little family lived down the road there, and this little young tow-headed boy come by there every day and talk to Mr. Noah. And he heard Mr. Noah talking to them boys of his, and anybody would listen about one of these days the Lord was going to send the rain, and the rain was going to come, and this is why I'm building this ark, my son, because we're going to all perish if we don't get inside the ark. And he'd go home and tell his father. He'd say, oh, boy, stay away from down there. That old kook, that old fool's crazy. He's worse than that old trailblazer. And said, but Daddy, Popo, he's telling us that the rain's going to come. Oh, just stay away from down there. I might have to take my belt off to you if you don't. But no, he kept going back down there. And for a long time, 120 years, a man worked on that ark. Noah did. And we all know that one day the rain came. The rain came. And the little old boy, little old fella, maybe grown by now, they're sitting on the front porch. It started to rain. Never had rain before. Never had rain before. And he looked at his daddy, and his daddy looked at him and said, well, it's just a little shower. But after a while, it kept coming. And the rain come up to the porch, and they got up on the next step and got up in the house and finally went on the next floor and all the way on the roof. And the rain kept coming. He said, Daddy, I told you. I told you what Mr. Noah said, and you wouldn't believe him. Now we're going to perish. And he did. And it did. I've often said that I imagine when that door was closed and that water began to fall and the ark raised up, I imagine there was people climbing the sides of that building, scratching, trying to get their fingernails caught in a crack there where they could hold on. But no, they all perished, my friend. Everyone. Folks think somehow or another it wasn't but just a few people living. No, there were masses of people living. Masses of people living. And you know what the prevalent sin was in Noah's day, my friend, that caused the Lord to do that? Homosexuality. Homosexuality and lesbianism was rampant in that land, just like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord got his belly full of it. Let's put it like that. I don't want to be unkind, but the Lord got enough of it. Took all he could take. And I don't know how long he's going to put up with this world now, my friend. We are fast coming to that system where we got more and more and more debauchery, more abomination in the sight of God. But Noah, it says, Noah moved with fear, prepared an ark. Now, to understand that, I wish we had time to read that 6th and 7th chapters of Genesis. If you don't mind, go there before our next study and read those two. And by faith, Noah, We first saw Abel by faith worshiping. We saw Enoch by faith walking. Now we find Noah by faith serving the Lord. Worshiping by faith. You walk by worship by faith. You walk by faith. And you work by faith. The whole life of a believer. The scripture says the just shall live by faith. Here in this first verse, we have a concrete illustration of what God said in the sixth verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please Him any other way. You can't please Him with all your praying. You can't please Him with all your giving apart from faith. I don't care how noble you live. You can't please Him without faith. I don't care how much you say you love the Lord. If you can't please Him apart from faith, it's impossible to please the Lord without faith. Now that's true in the physical, as in the domestic realm life. That's true in the church. I don't care how much you work. I don't care how much you serve. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you give. I don't care how much. If you don't have confidence in your pastor, you can't please me. Now, my friend, if you don't have confidence in the old trailblazer, I don't care how much you may do in the home, how much you have confidence in your father, you can't please him. That holds true with the Lord God of heaven. The individual to please God must trust him. Just trust him, brother. We see here God's dealing with Noah and the world were plainly a sampling pledge of his dealings with the world in all ages. That is, just trust the Lord. Just trust the Lord. Now, that's easy said, isn't it? But it's not easily done. The only way in the world you can please Him is to believe Him, just to take Him at His word. That's right. That's right. There are two wills. There are two wills, my friend. Your will and the will of God. To walk in the will of God is to trust Him. To walk in your own will is to distrust Him. Now, we see here that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him and trust Him. That's right. We're going to get back into this in our next study. Our time's running close to being out at this time. But I ask you, are you enjoying or appreciating these studies? If so, I'd like to hear from you. If you write me and let me know. And I mentioned to you in a study before, we have the old trailblazer, the old former trailblazer, Pastor Shelton. We have his book on divine healing, true and false. And I'll send it to you free and postpaid if you'd like for me to. And then we have Demon Possession by Pastor Shelton. We sell it $3.50. We'll also send that to you. But if you call me, write me, let me hear from you. But the old trailblazers going on day by day, getting out the gospel. And I like for you to pray with me about the broadcast here. We're trying to go on some new station, and we've had to cut one or two because we had no response. And if you like this broadcast, let me know. Don't wait till I cut the station and then call me and cry and squall. No, just come on. Tell me you want to help me with the broadcast. Or just tell me that you're listening. And I'll keep the broadcast right there. I won't cut it as long as you're listening. And then help me with it if you can. Every penny of it will be spent for that. There's no administrative cost or any of those things taken out of it here. It's a mission work. This work is a mission work. The old trailblazer is a mission work of the First Baptist Church of Algiers. And old trailblazer, missionary, doing what we can. But remember, pray for me. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.